just some of the laws regarding vidui. Menhaga sefer adim ve'adut ha-mizrach bechol ha-mekomot lomar vidui kodem nefilat tapayim b'sharit u'b'mincha v'harav omrim shalosh esrim midot ha-rachamim. Menhag zeh miyusad al-pi ha-zohar ha-kadosh v'rabenu ha-ariza. The custom is after the amida, we say the vidui, which we refer to as the anna, as brought down in the Sidur Ari, and then we follow it by the Shlosh Esrei Midot Shel Rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rahum V'Hanun. That Rabbeinu Ari Yeshtuva Bechol Yom Vidui Aseder Aleph Bet. The Vidui is said in the Aleph Bet system. Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu. And we say it also B'Lshon Rabbim, in plural, not Hashamti, Bagadti. We say it in plural. ואומר כל סדר הווידוי אפילו יודע בעצמו שלא עבר על חלק מהדברים שאומר. ושאר הכוונות says that even if he knows he wasn't transgressing one of the sins that he's mentioning, he says it anyway. Maybe in a previous gilgul he committed these sins. Or maybe neshamot that are connected to his neshamot committed these sins. Or maybe through his actions he caused others to commit these sins. So therefore he has to make vidui on all these things. And even if he didn't commit the sin in its raw form, maybe he committed something that is ki'ilu, this type of sin. Ubeotiyot man safach, noagim nechfol gam avidui bahem. On the letters mem, nun, sadi, pechaf, the custom is to say two viduim. Like by chaf, we say kizabnu, ka'asnu. Maradnu, marinu devarecha, and so on and so forth. That's also brought down by the Rava Ari as well. And that's Minhag Kal Kadosh Bet El, as brought down by Ben Ishai in Parashat Ki Tissa. Ubetchilat Abidui Omrim Anna Hashem Elokeinu Veloke Abotenu. We mentioned the words Anna in the beginning. Vesariknet padot kishu omed. The vidui is done standing. That they learn from the Gemara Yoma Pezayin. Velo yismoch al davar shilu yenatel oto davar mitachtav yachol lipol. You don't lean when you're saying the Anna. You don't lean on something that if you would take that item away, you'd fall. You could put your hand on the table. Because if you move the table away, you'll still be able to stand. But you shouldn't lean. When he says chatati avit, he should bow a little. In humility, you shouldn't be standing totally straight. You make a little kiri'ah at the time of the bow. Nuhagim lamar sidra vidui belachash. And we say the vidui quietly. Ben ha-sibur ben ha-shaliach sibur. Even the chazan, he says the sins quietly. Even if a person is praying alone, he has to say the vidui. He made vidui, but he prayed. He walked into the minyan, he hears them saying anna. You don't have to say anna again. Mutar lomar vidui balayla. You can't say the vidui at night. Min levad b'motzei Shabbat kodem chatzot. Except on motzei Shabbat, before midnight, meaning halachic midnight. Ve'al pi da'at ha-mekubbalim, nohagim lomar vidui balayla kodem sholech lishon, v'sha'ah sh'omer kiriyat shema'al ha-mita. What you read is brought down in the Kaf Ha'Chaim, in Siman Resh Lamed Seif Katan Bet, in the name of the Arizal, to say Anna before you go to sleep. ויש אומרים שאין לומר וידוי במוצאי ימים שאין נופלים בהם על פניהם, כגון במוצאי ראש חודש ובמוצאי חנוכה ופורים וכיוסה בהם. But on days that you didn't say Anna, for example, מוצאי ראש חודש. ראש חודש, you didn't say Anna. So that night, the night that you go to sleep after ראש חודש, the custom is not to say vidui as well, motzei purim, motzei chanukah, That's brought down by the Ben Ish Chaim Kitisa Ot Zayin, as well as Kaf HaChaim as well. Last but not least, V'chol ze de'inyan vidui. Aval nefilat apam v'yag midot en lomar balayla. As we know, you could say Anna at night. But when it comes to Yag Midot, V'yavon Hashem al panav, Hashem, Hashem, we don't say at night, nor do we say nefilat apam, which is le'David. En lomar vidui b'shabbatot, u'b'yamim tovim, u'b'mo'adim, which goes without saying.